Hi, and welcome. This is Steve Halpern. So enthusiastic to bring you nutrition news. This podcast is Super Anti-Aging, where I research all the latest nutrition information on the web and medical studies and medical journals in correspondence with my holistic alternative practitioners to give you the best usable up-to-date information. And I have so much great nutrition news today, so listen carefully. You know, one of the big problems as people get older is frailty or muscle loss. We call that sarcopenia. And what happens is muscles get weaker, and often there falls because of that. And then you wind up with fractures and hip replacements and all sorts of other issues. So a great study came out looking at vitamin E. Now remember, vitamin E is a whole family. It's not just alpha tocopherol. There's a whole family of tocotrienols. And I recommend the whole family of tocotrienols, not just alpha. Alpha has been studied in isolation, and it doesn't really turn out that great in studies because it's not designed by nature to be in isolation. It's a whole family of antioxidants, the tocotrienol antioxidant family. So a review of all different current and past studies showed improvements in muscle genes. And we believe the reason is that one of the main reasons for sarcopenia might be, again, that term I keep talking about in all these different podcasts, is oxidative stress, where our body is not coping with these free radicals in the proper way, and then it affects certain genes, and these genes then affect our tissue. So a great idea is to add vitamin E. I like a balanced vitamin E, something like a Life Extension Gamma E, the whole family of vitamin E, which you can find at Talking Herbals under vitamin E. Another really fascinating study was on vitamin K2. Now, you can get some vitamin K in greens, but then your body has to make and activate it to vitamin K2. Well, they found, and it's available in supplements, and certainly I advise lots of greens, but certainly I think taking K2 is a great addition, especially if you're concerned about bone health. But a new insight was, so far in animal studies, that it could help improve type 2 diabetes. That somehow, again, it turned on those gene systems that were involved in glucose metabolism. So here's a nice, easy addition. You can add the greens. You can take a supplement such as K2, which you can find on the web, or you can find that, again, at Talking Herbals. I say the Talking Herbals because it's a one-shop place to get everything that tracks what you do, so you know what you're on, and they've been in business for 14 years. It's a wonderful website. Another interesting study was on magnesium. Now, of course, there are thousands and thousands of research articles on magnesium going back decades, truly decades. But this one was really fascinating because it talked about a very serious condition in our population, which is depression. And often we read in the news these different celebrities and successful people commit suicide. So depression is a big, big problem. And most of the antidepressant medications really don't work, maybe 10 to 20%, and then they wear off, and we don't really understand how they work and the side effects. Well, a nice double-blind placebo study was done on magnesium. And it was shown that increasing the magnesium levels showed major improvement in depression symptoms. Why would people be magnesium deficient? Because it's very hard to get in our food supply. If you look at a nutrition table, they'll list all the foods, you know, the nuts and the seeds and the greens. The problem is the way we grow our food. Phosphate-based soils compete with magnesium, and it's just not as abundant as these nutrition tables tell us in the food supply. Heavy exercise will deplete magnesium. Lots of stress will deplete magnesium. Even certain genetic factors will affect magnesium. Magnesium can have so many benefits, cardiovascular and migraine and lowering of blood pressure. Is it simple and easy to do? Yes, it's just so simple. Is there any major side effects? No. If you take a lot of magnesium, you might get a loose stool, but there's no fatalities involved, as these TV commercials say for all the various drugs you need to ask your doctor about. So if you really need to do this, as those commercials say, ask your doctor about magnesium. Now, don't rely on the blood test. The blood tests are very inaccurate because 99% of the magnesium is intracell, in the cell. When you measure the blood supply, you're measuring 1%, not very accurate. Red blood cells, a little bit better, but you're still not measuring total magnesium pools within the cell. If you see even in a red blood cell magnesium, if it's borderline, you know you're deficient. So I suggest muscle cramping, sleep problems, try magnesium. Dose can be anywhere from 400 to 800 milligrams. There are different forms of magnesium. Some are better absorbed than others. You know, if you take magnesium citrate, that they sell in the drugstores for a constipation. So you don't want too much magnesium citrate. Carbonate is very poorly absorbed. I like mixed magnesiums that have glycinate and aspartate and various forms of magnesium. I personally use and recommend the Life Extension magnesium because it's a mixed magnesium. If you can find another one that you like that works for you, that's perfectly fine. I found that this one seems to work, and there's no downside. If you're severely deficient, you might consider, as we do in our office, as Dr. List does in her office, a magnesium drip, where you can really get the dose up fairly quickly and really, you know, see a symptomatic improvement. So we have, to sum up, again, we had the new study on K2 and diabetes. That was really, really interesting. We have the magnesium depression study here, and we have and the scarpopenia vitamin E study. Another interesting study on cancer. And they were looking at something called chromatin. Chromatin is the spool in which the DNA wraps around. And what they found was that the more disordered this spool was, the more resistant the cancer cells were to treatment. And so they were using some medications to try and correct this, put it back in a more orderly, this chromatin in a more orderly form. And they use the drug digoxin, a medical drug that's used for heart arrhythmias, and they use Celebrex. And in the studies, of course, they weren't done in humans yet. They were cell cultures, animal studies. When they reordered the chromatin, guess what? They responded to the treatment very, very, very quickly. Well, sulforaphane, which is made from cruciferous vegetables, broccoli sprouts, broccoli seeds such as Vitalica, can do exactly the same thing. It can order the chromatin, and there have been studies that shown that even cancers that were more resistant to treatment became less resistant after the sulforaphane. So that's something that you can certainly research. You can literally look up sulforaphane and chromatin. And as I said, I just love it. It's so exciting to do Google searches on sulforaphane and all sorts of conditions such as cancer and specific cancers such as prostate cancer and colon cancer and breast cancer. And you'll see the studies. Why does it seem to work? It seems to work. We don't know all the mechanisms, but We do know some of them. It has an effect on histone deacetylase, which is these histones, again, these spools of the DNA. It has to do with turning on certain anti-cancer genes, regulating oxidative stress, and it's so frustrating to me that there are actually clinical trials that have been done using broccoli seed and sprout extracts on breast cancer and prostate cancer and pancreatic cancer, and it's still not mainstream. Or people are told eat cruciferous vegetables. The problem is, and it's been known for over 40 years, most cruciferous vegetables do not have sufficient glucoraphanin. Glucoraphanin is the plant substance that then gets converted to sulforaphane when there's a plant enzyme, which comes in almost all greens, called myrosinase. There's not a shortage of myrosinase to make sulforaphane, but there's a shortage of glucoraphanin. So a company called Cordell Seed has spent decades in coordination with John Hopkins developing a special broccoli seed that had lots of glucoraphanin. Now, originally the seed was used in the broccoli sprout cancer experiments done at John Hopkins chemo prevention program. And soon it was discovered, or I would say not soon, but in the last couple of years, that even a better source was the seed itself. But the seed needed to be processed, you need to take the oil out, it needs to be the right seed, and it needs to be activated with the plant substance, which Cordell Seed has done, and they make it available as an ingredient, and one of their products that I use and recommend is Vitalica Plus, or right now we have Vitalica Physician, which is a really potent form of the Vitalica. And that's at Vitamin Wholesalers on eBay. And we've seen great response in our practice with this. Okay, getting back to the news. You know, I was researching for a client, pregnancy issues and magnesium. And I came across a wonderful, wonderful German study that actually suggested that very early in the pregnancy, women go on magnesium. Because, again, what would happen is, given the increased blood volume and requirements, and even dietary sources, low magnesium could have an effect on everything from nausea in pregnancy to the health of the fetus and a healthy pregnancy. And they recommend, again, a minimum of anywhere from 375 to 400 milligrams of magnesium. They, in reviewing all the science studies, have never seen a negative effect. They said the worst effect might be a soft stool, which many pregnant women might like. So make sure that your prenatal has sufficient magnesium. And certainly it's worth discussing with your obstetrician. So this was a quick update on some current nutrition news. If you like this podcast and you'd like to keep updated, please subscribe so you'll get a notification of when there's some new podcasts. I'd be grateful to share this with your friends if you find this valuable. And any questions or comments, you can put in the comment section of the podcast. Or you can email me directly at Nutra, NutraSteve, at hotmail.com. NutraSteve at hotmail.com. Thank you again for listening.